Curtis Sliwa, the Guardian Angels founder and leader.
Attorney, radio, talk show host, Fox News contributor Ebony Williams.
On this side of the law.
Both sides have extremists.
On that side of the law.
To the millions, I feel this is problematic.
Turn it up!
Every story in the city matters. Every moment of the day matters. Every conversation matters. Curtis and Ebony. Curtis Sliwa.
Now putting aside the politics.
And Ebony K. Williams.
They don't make band-aids for hurt feelings.
The stories. The moments. The conversation.
I fought the law and the law won.
The new midday show. 77 WABC.
Ghastly. What are you going to be singing show tunes now, Diva Girl?
Oh, man, I love this from Oliver. This is great.
I hate the Great White Way Broadway. Off Broadway, off Broadway. Why? Why are you playing show tunes?
I'm playing Boo with Glorious Food from one of my favorite childhood musicals, Oliver, because we are talking about this story. It says if, for those of us in New York that are applying for food stamps and waiting in those long lines and all that rigmarole and bureaucracy and paperwork, no longer have to do that, Curtis. There is now an app for that. An app for food stamps.
Hold on a second. You came all the way up Tobacco Road from North Carolina so you could scam us by getting a SNAP card here and get food stamps, or as we used to call them, food coupones.
No, not me. I actually do not qualify for food stamps, nor have I ever used food stamps. But when I was a kid, we did have food stamps. My mother was a single mom. She was working 3-4 jobs, also putting me through school and herself. So, yes, I have seen what those long lines can look like.
Was there a stigma attached with that?
Oh, yeah. I remember being in this grocery store we had called Bilo back in the day, and everybody else would spend their green bucks, their cash, or maybe even this was the, you know, credit cards were a big deal in the 80s and early 90s. But then when we got to the front, Curtis, it would be literally little slips of paper, because this is before the EBT card, which is a little more conspicuous.
Sure,
so
sure.
Maybe people don't know. No, this was literally, it was a clear government issued piece of paper that you had to count out like a coupon book and give the cashier. And so that's how everybody knew we were on food stamps.
Now, when you'd load up your carts with a lot of different food and they'd see you buying it with the food stamps, or as we call them, the food coupons, did you detect that there was animus because they felt like, wait a second, you're filling up your carts at our expense?
No, and I think I've heard that, and I know at Fox News Channel, Jesse Waters and people have done little segments on it. But I have an idea, Curtis, because it might surprise you and it might surprise some of our listeners. I actually think that if you need the government to supplement your food or provide you food for you and your children, then absolutely the government gets a right to dictate that the food you buy with government expenses should be healthy, nutritious, and productive. I absolutely believe in that. You do not, on my opinion, Curtis, get to buy Fruit Loops, Slim Jims,
Honey Buns,
Pepsi, Coca-Cola, none of that stuff with government money. And you know what? I think it will have two distinct benefits. Number one, people are going to be upset that they're going to have to buy healthy food, so you're going to see the rate of food stamps go down. And I think we should actually get rid of food stamps altogether, Curtis, and let me tell you my idea. Because I think if you really need help and you're trying to help yourself, there is a place for government support, but I don't think it should be just giving people $200, $300, $400, $500 a month to do whatever they want to do. That's silly. It hasn't served. If you look, particularly, Curtis, in poor communities, particularly communities of color, a lot of times they're what you call food deserts, and there's, like you've said, liquor stores, fried chicken joints, but no produce, no grocery stores.
And no Thai restaurants.
Okay, right. And so what you end up with are you see people that are overweight, fatter, and unhealthier than their counterparts.
Real okay? porkers. Yeah. Real porkers.
So this is how you get rid of that, and you bring the rate of food stamp dependency down.
And how do you monitor it? Because the way it is now with the SNAP cards, I just don't trust it.
It's too much freedom. I agree. And the fraud numbers have been inflated, but there is some fraud.
Well,
I've seen
instance,
that, too.
Let's just say, hypothetically, for discussion's sake, you, Ebony K. Williams, resident of Harlem, USA, you have a SNAP card that entitles you to X number of purchases a month. And supposedly it's supposed to be monitored by the computer, what you can buy, what you can't buy.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, you lend me the SNAP card because you want some cash.
Yeah, we do a swap.
Right, and I give you cash.
You'll probably give me $50 cash for your ability to use like $100 on my SNAP card.
How did you know about
that? Oh, I've seen that hustle. I've seen that hustle.
Are you sure you weren't part of that hustle
and
flow?
I was a kid, Curtis, but I've seen it.
Because that's hustle and flow.
I know it too well.
All right. So we make that agreement, and now I'm at the counter with the cashier and the manager, who happens to be just monitoring that, and they see that the picture on the SNAP card is of you, Ebony K. Williams. I'm the mighty whitey, the snow bro, the Caucasian persuasion. There's no way that, A, I'm changing my gender to be a female, and number two, you're black, I'm white. And yet they'll never even bother looking at the SNAP card to say, wait a second, this is a woman's picture here. You're a guy. No, no, we can't accept this. We can't allow you to purchase these items. So can you also include something that gets rid of all the fraud that I see on a regular
I got the best
basis.
Idea ever. Seriously, I've been saying this. I've been holding it to my heart
Instead
for
of complaining
years,
about things, you're actually coming up
solution.
With solutions.
Yeah, you know, I'm a solutions-focused woman, Curtis. Mobile food trucks. This is a mobile food truck that's both refrigerated and has electricity on board, goes into neighborhoods that have high density of impoverished populations that tend to use these services of food stamps, goes into them weekly. Every family that's qualified gets a budget. You know, you spend $100, $300 a week, depending on the size of your family. And you go on the truck, and on the truck, what do you have? Fresh produce, kale, snap peas, green beans, broccoli, things of this nature. You got quinoa, fresh grains. You have lean proteins, chicken, beef, some seafoods, salmon, whatever. And no soda, no junk food. If you want something sweet, it's got to be fresh fruits and vegetables. That, Curtis, will do a few things. It will bring down the morbid obesity rates in these impoverished communities, most of them where people look like me versus you. It will get less people on them because they'll say, ew, gross, I don't want that stuff. Maybe I'd rather work more or look for a job harder so that I can have the luxury of buying whatever crap food I want. And people that maybe don't know, Curtis, that they like some healthy foods will be exposed, because also on the Ebony K mobile food truck that will take place of food stamps, maybe you don't know how to cook quinoa or kale. I'm going to show you. It's going to be me and different people in there demonstrating with cooking demonstrations as to how to prepare healthy, delicious, nutritious food.
Wow. Instead of you complaining like a yenta, like you always do.
Yeah, right.
You've actually come up with a potential solution.
Don't you think that's great?
To the scam known as taking advantage of the food stamp privilege.
That's right. Getting rid of food stamps, mobile food trucks, healthy, delicious, pre-selected foods, cooking demonstrations that will bring down the obesity rates and decrease food stamps.
Let's find out from our many listeners. So far, it sounds pretty good. But it's based on an old school way. I'll explain momentarily. Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. But before I start splaining, let's go to Frank, who's calling from Brooklyn. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony K. Williams here at WABC. Frankie.
Hey, how are you? Great show. Ms. Williams, great idea. But the problem will be every single union and every single supermarket and every single food store will be up in arms because the EBT card brings them business. They'll come in and they'll buy what they can on a card, and what's rejected, they'll pay cash for. So they'll be screaming you're taking money away from them.
Well, and they can scream all they want, Frank, because you know what? I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for the community. And the best interest of the community is going to be, yes, it's a healthier way of life. And look, if you want to eat bonbons and cookies and Chips Ahoy and crap, then and you go out and you earn your own private enterprise money, you go do that. But if the government is having to supplement or provide it, I absolutely think this is the way to go.
Okay, but they'll scream and yell.
Hey, Frank, guess who likes a good fight?
Yeah, but you know,
Ebony
Frank,
K. Williams, Esquire.
Frank, this is very
Bring
old school, because obviously I'm double your age, Ebony. But when I was a kid.
Is that all?
Yeah, double your age. But in Brownsville, East New York, they used to have the pushcart man.
Okay.
So you had Mr. Bocciagaloop come with the fresh vegetables.
Nice.
Then there was the fish guy, Upesh. The fish guy was an Italian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Mr. Schwartz, and he would come with meats of different types, normally kosher meats.
Okay.
So generally for the Jewish folks. But everyone would come with their own carts, and you had to pay cash. There was no such thing. Sometimes they give you credit if they know who you were.
If they knew you were. Relationship.
But they brought the food right to your block.
I love it. I'm telling you, we got to return to this, Curtis, and you have the refrigerated and heated mobile food truck. If you've got an allotted amount, you spend your money weekly. Fresh fruit, fresh produce, fresh protein.
So it's better than the burrito truck.
No burrito and no ice cream truck.
Let's go to Michael's calling from New Jersey. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here at WABC. Mike?
Hey, Curtis. Hi, Ebony. I think that's a brilliant idea. You're not only good looking, you're a smart lady. The thing is this, you're going to be educating the kids in the neighborhood. You're going to be teaching them what they should eat. The
exactly.
only question I have is, who's going to maintain this? Who are these trucks owned by the government? Or is
yeah,
it
so
enterprise?
Exactly. So instead of spending the government, because they're already taking the tax dollars out of all of our money. So instead of using it for EBT cards and just letting people have a free for all to get whatever crap food they want, no more of that. This is actually taking place of EBT cards. And instead, all you get is a weekly allocated amount to visit the
but
mobile food truck.
The trucks that would come around.
Yes.
Hopefully you wouldn't want them to be government trucks because, you know, that program will be dismal. It'll never work as created. The concept.
Well, oh, I see what you're saying. So I guess we could potentially.
Private entrepreneurs.
Yeah, could do that.
Let's
I like
go,
that. And it's job creation, too.
That's for sure. Let's go to John in Long Island. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here on WABC. John?
Hey, how are you? It's, yeah, I'm from Long Island, and guys, I love your show. But when I was a kid, we had, I was on food stamps, my single mom. In
I hear
city.
You. Mm-hmm.
And we were only allowed. And then food stamps, there were the coupons, and you were only allowed to buy certain things.
Yeah, but they've gotten so far away from that, John. Nowadays, you can use the EBT card at the fried chicken place, at the Burger King. It's horrible. And so I'm telling you, get rid of all of that. You can't buy any of that crap, only fresh produce and meat.
You know what used to be the biggest scam? You would always wonder, you go into the hood, the inner city, why are there so many fast food Chinese, what we used to call chop suey restaurants, you know, where you just come in and order and then take it out?
Yeah.
Because you'd put the food coupons on top, and then the Chinese person behind the counter would give you 50% of what it was worth in cash.
So they were behind the hustle.
Oh, yeah. It became currency in the street.
That's terrible.
So if you didn't have dollars, you basically bartered.
Well,
in food coupons.
I hate it. I'm tired of seeing people, particularly my people, out of shape, out of whack. And this is a two-pronged solution, Curtis.
Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. It's the brand new Curtis and Ebony K. Williams Show, Monday through Fridays, 12 to 3. That's right, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here on WABC.
Curtis and Ebony. The stories, the moments. The new midday show.
Up on the line, law one.
77 WABC and the WABC radio app.
I'm back with Ebony K's mobile food truck service. Showing you cooking demonstrations, kale, quinoa, chicken, and salmon. Get rid of food stamps all together. What
How about
you
catfish?
Say?
How about fried catfish?
Not fried. No,
fried
no. No deep fryers on the Ebony K mobile food truck. We're sticking to healthy, nutritious meals, Curtis. Susan from Brooklyn, you're on 77 WABC.
Ebony, that's brilliant. And why aren't politicians talking about this? Type 2 diabetes, and by the way, the food companies target these poor neighborhoods with tons of advertising, the most junk food. And type 2 diabetes is one of the main things besides opioids that's driving the health care costs out of control.
True.
And it's totally reversible. It's man-made.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to do it for you.
Thank you,
yeah,
Susan.
Yeah, but hold on
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on. I walk into a black household. First thing I see is either Wesson, a big jug of Wesson, or a big vat of Crisco.
You ain't been to Harlem where Ebony lives, because you know what you're going to see in there? Extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, second
I don't
press.
Even I don't even use butter.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I do, but what I'm talking about, Curtis, is just because that's how it's been doesn't mean that's how it has to be.
No, no,
I'm talking about
understand.
Cultural change.
But before
it can start here.
Before the advertising begins to eat up your mind, if you grow up in a household where you see a vat of Crisco.
Yeah.
Or you see Western
I did.
Oil.
I'm telling you. I grew up with that.
Okay.
Betty Crocker. I mean, Country Crocker, the brown tub.
Sure.
That's all it was.
And you fry
Crisco,
everything.
You fry everything.
You
but
fry ice cream.
And look how far I've come. Now, don't even fry anything.
Let's go to Ken in the Bronx. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony here on WABC. Kenny?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Here's a better days.
Listen, I agree with, I have a comment agreeing with Ebony, but also with you. Curtis, if the government gets involved, they'll screw it up. You've heard of these new things that are coming out where they mail directly to your house via FedEx, a meal, and they charge so much per meal per week.
Yeah, like a Blue Plate and all that stuff, sure.
Blue Plate, yeah, exactly. They're all healthy foods. They're chicken, they're fish, they're meats. There's kale, quinoa. You could get that sent to all of these people, keep the government out of it. They mail a check directly to the company, and it eliminates the fraud. And like Curtis says, keeps the government from screwing it up.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I still want to do my cooking demonstrations, though, Curtis. I want to be able to get in the community and show them how to make this delicious food tasty, because they, you know, people frown up when you start talking about some of this food.
When you are a child and you are online getting that government brick cheese,
government cheese, sure, and the government bread.
What could you do with that cheese? I mean, it was so hard.
You'd be constipated
for days.
Curtis, I never thought about it until you said it. Maybe that's why I don't eat that kind of yellow cheese now. I don't eat mac and cheese. I don't eat grilled cheese sandwiches.
Because of the brick government cheese.
Probably.
Let's go to Eli calling from Pennsylvania. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony K. Williams here at WABC. Eli?
Hi, how you guys doing today?
I've had better days.
I just want to say I started listening to the show last week when you guys were talking about OJ. I was actually born in June of 95, so my mom pulled over to hear the verdict. So anyway, I'm talking to you because I am an environmental policy master's student. I'm part of a Northeast Organic Farming Association. My mom's a nutritionist, so this is a topic that hits close to home. And I just wanted to bring up the point away from what specific foods you're eating and more to the whole system. Why is food so cheap? Why is it more expensive to buy quality raw foods when you can go into McDonald's or another fast food entity or corporation that sells fast food processed products and get it much cheaper? Because it's a system that relies on buying things in bulk and doing processes at an industrial level to basically lower costs. And there's going to be a lot of people and a lot of companies that are against this because community organizations and local foods drive away money from this huge industrial process.
Sure, Eli, I'm ready for that fight. They're going to be annoyed and pissed off about it, but I'm ready for that fight because it could save lives, just like Susan said on the program earlier. To that point, let's go quickly to Sandra from Queens. Sandra, you're on 77 WABC.
Yeah, hi. I grew up during the Second World War. I am a Depression baby. And we didn't have any of these fast food places. We didn't even have supermarkets. You had to go into individual stores. And during the war, we had ration stamps. Everybody. It didn't matter if you made $1,000 a week or $10 a week. We all had to live with ration stamps. And on Tuesdays, we had what they call Meatless Tuesdays. All the butcher shops were closed tight. You couldn't get anything in that field of meat or anything like that. And we all survived and we lived well, and I still live that way. I don't eat fast food.
Now, question, Sandra.
I don't eat any of that stuff.
Meatless Tuesdays. You're Jewish, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because for us, Fridays were meatless. We just couldn't.
Yeah, that's how
we just couldn't eat meat.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great... I love what you're saying, Sandra. The problem is now... There's so much trash in all the grocery stores that people are going to be tempted, and that's what they're going to do.
Let's go to Dave, who's calling from Old Bridge. Welcome to Curtis and Ebony K. Williams here at WABC. Dave?
Hey, Curtis. Great show, great show. Listen, I was thinking, I'm not sure that they have this thing. I think it's called Blue Apron.
Yeah, Blue Apron, the plate,
What do you think about that idea? I mean,
somebody called in with that, Dave. I like it. That'll work. You know, anything that avoids the fraud and also puts now I will tell you, I've heard some people that really, really enjoy that as long as people know how to prepare it. You know, I hear it's easy, but here's the answer. Ebony K in an apron going into communities, showing people with cooking demonstrations how to prepare delicious, healthy, nutritious food.
Since you will be the face of this.
Yes.
You're as guilty as politicians. Do as I say, not as I do.
Not true.
Because of people like yourself, Ebony Kardashian Williams, God invented takeout foods.
You're ridiculous. I cook. I use skinnytaste.com. I'm going to be on Fox and Friends, I believe the first week of April, showing a demonstration of my culinary skills. So you got me all messed up, Curtis. I actually do prepare food.
Fried shrimp.
No, I don't fry.
Fried
I don't even,
codfish.
Let me tell you
catfish,
something. My mother, one year for Christmas, asked for a deep fryer. I said, why don't I just get a revolver and give it to you so you can blow your head off? That's how much I despise fried food in your home like that. You want an occasional French fry or something? All right, on occasion. But just a deep fryer and frying as a default food prep mechanism? Absolutely not.
Have any Kardashian Williams?
No, sir.
What a dish and dismiss to your mom.
Well, I'm not going to support anybody. I don't care who you are. Deep frying your way to a grave. Absolutely not.
So, frying nothing. No frying.
I don't even know how to fry nothing. No, I don't know how to. Yeah, I don't want to know.
I have a feeling you don't even know how to cook.
I do, though. And you're going to see it on Fox and Friends. As a matter of fact, I might make you come
you
with
have,
me.
Can I authenticate that? Do you have a certificate of graduation from the Betty Crocker School of Culinary Abilities?
I've got photos. We're going to put them on Ebony K. We're going to put them on Curtis and Ebony's Facebook page and our WABC page.
Are they photoshopped? Yeah.
No, these are authentic meals that I cook, and they're delicious. Maybe
please,
I'll bring you something,
Curtis.
I just
can't see you.
Really?
A BAP. A really? Black American princess.
That's right. How do you think
a diva
I,
girl cooking.
How do you think I keep this spelt physique? By cooking. By knowing what goes into my foods. Come on, Curtis.
Because you're a skinny Bellini.
No, no. Everybody in my family's obese. You know, I made a different choice.
Oh, but you're better than
I'm
them,
not.
Right?
I'm not. I just make different food choices.
You are a diva.
You wish. That's what you wish.